get going. Hope everybody had a wonderful, joyous Resurrection Sunday, Easter yesterday. So this morning, this is kind of a two-part I'm going to cover today and tomorrow. Topic has to do with God's timing and purpose. And I'm going to be reading this from this devotion book that I'm using. And so, again, it's two-part. It's today and tomorrow, just a devotion dealing with God's timing and God's purpose. I know I always hate to say I question God, but I guess we all do. But I'm always maybe curious or wondering about not only purpose, but also God's timing. Because remember we talked about the other day, God answers prayers in multiple ways, and sometimes that answer is yes, but not now. God's timing is always the best, and our timing usually isn't always the best. We know God's timing is the best. So let's get going here. So again, it's called Timing and Purpose, and it's from Exodus 9. So the reading, let's look at those four factors that mark the difference between a miraculous sign and a natural phenomenon. Timing, location, purpose, and prediction. Those factors also help us personally determine God's will. Let's look at two of them. So we'll cover two today and two tomorrow. So the first of the two is timing. When Moses declared the plague of flies, he told Pharaoh, "This sign will occur tomorrow." And it did. When he said Egypt would be devastated by hail at this time tomorrow, hail came down at that very hour he predicted. This precise and accurate timing indicated not a natural occurrence, but a divinely planned one. We've heard it over and over and discussed it in detail. God's timing is always perfect. His miraculous timing rained down manna and quail from heaven to feed Moses and his followers. God, in his perfect timing, through his magnificent power, accomplishes his eternal will in his time. Now, purpose. The acts of God's power have a higher purpose that is missing from mere natural phenomena. When Jesus walked on water, he did not do so to prove he could float. He walked on water to demonstrate the power of God, that God could do anything. He purposed regardless of the laws of matter. When he rose from the dead, it wasn't a carnival trick, but a permanent defeat of death and sin. God's miracles have a purpose. They are not just a freak show phenomenon. The why of the plagues and all the miracles is to declare the greatness of God. We must possess a personal understanding of this. The miracle of God's guidance in our lives is not simply to bless us. We can easily slip into thinking that God's guidance is solely for our own pleasure. But when God is at work opening and closing doors, our lives shine with his greatness for others to see. We aren't the recipients of the miracle as much as we are the vehicles for it. Like a boomerang, it comes from him, through us, and then back to him. Miracles are a combination of a father lovingly blessing his children and showing his power to others. We are thankful for the blessings, but realize the purpose is higher than our perspectives. In fact, he said to himself in the message he gave to Moses to deliver to Pharaoh, he said, "The purpose was so you may know that there is no one like me in all the earth." So just think about that. You know, we need to glorify God and bless others. We need to be God's vehicle to do that. We need God to flow through us to others. And when we have that opportunity to bless somebody or to help somebody, the prayer needs to always be that they see God in that. They don't see you in that. So just remember that. Whatever good you do, make sure God gets the glory. Don't do it for your own glory. It's all for God's glory. All right, let us pray. God, thank you for this day. I just pray, God, that we stay focused on you. I pray, God, that you do use us as your vehicles, God, to glorify you and your kingdom. And God, that's what we're here for. We are here to serve you and to glorify you. Please use us. Please use us for that purpose. We do thank you for today. We thank you for that glorious Easter yesterday that we get to celebrate our risen King. We thank you for Rick Gage yesterday bringing the message, clear and concise message about salvation and the reason we celebrate a risen King. Thank you for everybody on this call. I pray for all of our employees, God, going through this time. I just pray, God, that you will guide us through this. There is hope. There is encouragement. And I know you will bring us through it, and you will make us better for it. Thank you for today. Thank you for all you do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a great day, everybody.